This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. European Union governments have agreed to ration natural gas this winter to protect against any further supply cuts by Russia as Moscow pursues its invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
EU energy ministers have been deliberating over a draft European law that would require member states to cut demand for natural gas by 15% from August through to March. This would entail voluntary steps to reduce gas consumption and, if they yield insufficient savings, a trigger to impose mandatory moves. The Czech industry minister says winter is coming and we don't know how cold it will be, but what we do know for sure is that Vladimir Putin will continue to play his dirty games in misusing and blackmailing by gas supplies. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French President Emmanuel Macron says Russia's war on Ukraine is responsible for a global food shortage that is causing untold suffering in Africa. Macron was speaking Tuesday in Yaoundé, the capital of Cameroon, as part of the first leg of his three-nation tour to Africa. Macron said after talks with Cameroon President Paul Biya that France visits Cameroon and other African countries to help encourage investment in agriculture to increase food production. Congo's government says at least five people have been killed and about 50 others injured on the second day of demonstrations in the eastern city of Goma against the United Nations mission in the country. Demonstrators on Monday had set fires and forced entry into the UN mission offices in Goma, accusing peacekeeping forces of failing to protect civilians against rising violence. This is VOA News. Micronesia's first outbreak of COVID-19 grew in 1 week to more than 1,000 cases, causing alarm in the Pacific Island nation. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
Health officials say cases have been rapidly increasing. There were 108, bringing total to over 1,200, a figure which includes some cases caught at the border before the outbreak. Officials say eight people have been hospitalized and one older man has died. Last week, Micronesia likely became the final nation in the world with a population of more than 100,000 to experience an outbreak of the disease, after avoiding it for 2.5 years, thanks to its geographic isolation and border controls. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The White House doctor says U.S. President Joe Biden's COVID-19 symptoms are nearly gone. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Dr. Kevin O'Connor says the president finished a 5-day antiviral course last night and feels good enough to resume his exercise routine. In a letter, O'Connor says the president's vital signs remain absolutely normal. It's day 5 since his positive test, so the president will stay isolated here in the White House, making calls and holding virtual meetings. He holds in-person duties this week.
I'm on my way to full total recovery.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Moscow said on Tuesday it was leaving the International Space Station after 2024 amid tensions with the West, in a move analysts warn could lead to a halt to Russian manned flights. The confirmation of the long-mooted move comes as ties unravel between the Kremlin and the West over Moscow's military intervention in Ukraine and several rounds of devastating sanctions against Russia, including its space sector. Space experts said Russia's departure from the International Space Station would seriously affect the country's space sector and deal a major blow to its program of manned flights, a major source of Russian pride. Recapping our top story, European Union governments have agreed to reduce consumption of natural gas this winter to protect against further supply cuts by Russia as it pursues its invasion of Ukraine. EU energy ministers on Tuesday approved a draft law intended to lower demand for gas by 15% from August-March, although the measure contains exemptions for some countries. The legislation entails voluntary national steps to reduce gas consumption. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.